You are listening to Real World News.
E-action for the definitive release of Berta Cáceres and against criminalization. It is urgent that the international community expresses itself in favor of the respect of indigenous peoples' right to land, their human rights, and the physical integrity of the Rio Blanco communities, said the link of feminist activist and leader of COPIN, Berta Cáceres. As reported by Rio World Radio on May the 24th, Cáceres was arrested in Santa Barbara Department in the north of Honduras. As a substitute measure instead of imprisonment, she faces a trial, she can't leave the country, and has to report every week at the Santa Barbara court. In addition, her belongings were confiscated. Berta was detained by the army on her way to the Rio Blanco communities in Itimbuca, were affected by the increasing violence of the police and military officers and workers of Ichosa, the company which is currently building the Aguasarca hydroelectric project. The project is located in Lenca lands and the communities were not consulted, in violation to Convention 169 of the International Labour Organization that requires binding consultations to the indigenous communities affected by projects in their communities. The international pressure was strong these last days, and this is very important because their aim is to attack the resistance in Rio Blanco in defense of the Albuquerque River, where the dam would be built. She said that it is necessary to stop the criminalization against COPIN, which is increasingly worsened by repression, persecution, evictions, and arrests. Despite this, the communities held an assembly on Sunday the 26th, and they claim the struggle will continue despite this criminalization. Environmentalist Federation, Friends of the Earth International, together with different social, human rights, women organizations, and groups that defend territories, have launched a campaign addressed to Honduran political and legal authorities to ensure Berta's freedom, security for her organization, and the full respect of the human rights of Honduras' nature defenders. Thus, they call to participate in any action and send letters to the authorities demanding Berta's physical safety and full freedom.
You are listening to Real World News.